once again, everyone, and welcome back. Our number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Final hour of the work week. It's been quite a week. We had to deal with a lot of snow and a lot of winter-like weather, but today, boys, it's chilly, I'll say that much, but boys, nice to see the sunshine back out there as we head towards the weekend. What can we expect weather-wise now for this weekend? Will it warm up? Well, the man with all the answers from weatherology.com is our meteorologist, Ray Miller. Ray, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. We do expect a little bit of a warm-up here as we head into the weekend. Partly sunny for the rest of the afternoon, high of 16 degrees, light westerly winds. Tonight, scattered light snow showers with 1 to 3 inches of accumulation and a low of 9 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, 23 for the high temperature. Sunday, sunshine, high temperature of 33 degrees. And then a chance for rain and snow on Monday. Some slushy accumulation possible with a high of 32. Sunny Tuesday, high of 34. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
I think the good news is, Ray, it sounds like it's going to be pretty quiet for the weekend. I think everybody needs to take a deep breath after all the winter driving and the winter storms, but it's going to be quiet for the next couple of days, isn't it?
Yeah, overall, not bad. Again, a little disturbance tonight with some light snow, and then, again, looking ahead to Monday, the potential for some accumulating snowfall. But in between, through the day, Saturday and Sunday, looking pretty good.
Well, that does sound pretty good. And, Ray, thanks again for all your help all week long, and we'll catch you again next week.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now, fair skies and 15 degrees in Wausau. Winds out of the northwest, very light at 3 miles per hour. The dew point is 2, relative humidity of 56%, barometer way up there at 30.52 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. I am Chad Holmes. Again, welcome to the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Coming up, we're going to have an interview that I and Jeff Gress had earlier in the week with a terrific student athlete, Mackenzie Bouch of the Central Wisconsin Storm and the Wausau West High School girls soccer team. She came on board Wednesday night. We talked to her. We'll hear that coming up. Also, in the last hour, I talked about, again, the incredibly, I thought, tough commercial that was put out by Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Last night, I was watching TV, and the first commercial of the general election campaign just nailed. I mean, I talk about a haymaker against Dan Kelly. Well, on Janet Protasiewicz's YouTube page, she's put up this commercial. So you're not going to see it, which adds to the power. But this is the commercial that Judge Janet put out to let, I think, the conservatives know she's not going to be a pushover over the next 5 weeks.
Dan Kelly won't keep our community safe. As a lawyer, Kelly defended child sex predators who posed as ministers in order to prey on vulnerable young girls. They lured young children to locations they believed to be safe, only to sexually assault and molest them. And Dan Kelly defended those monsters. Do you want someone like that on the Supreme Court? Dan Kelly, an extremist who doesn't care about us.
Wow. I mean, you talk about haymakers. Those are haymakers against Dan Kelly. But I saw that one on TV last night. Also, another commercial has been released by Judge Janet on Dan Kelly titled Extreme.
Extremist Dan Kelly wants abortion banned, even in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother. For years, Kelly was on the payroll of a radical anti-abortion group working to take away women's rights. On the court, Kelly will uphold Wisconsin's 1849 criminal abortion ban that strips women of their freedom to make personal decisions on abortion. Dan Kelly, an extremist who doesn't care about us.
And again, the thing about these commercials that actually surprised me at the end of it last night when I saw it for the first time, paid for by Janet for Justice. This is from the campaign themselves, from the judge herself. And again, I think it's sending a very powerful message early that unlike some, I would say, progressive candidates we've seen around the country in the past, this is a candidate that's not going to be waiting for the hits that come from the dark money from the Dick Uhlines and the Diane Hendricks of the world. Janet Protasiewicz is going to come out and hit hard early and often and try to put Dan Kelly and his record on the defense instead of playing defense themselves. I think it is a very smart way to go about it. I like the abortion ad better because I, again, the only problem I have with the first spot is the idea that somehow defense attorneys sometimes get painted as not as noble as a prosecuting attorney. And whether or not Dan Kelly, when he was a private practice lawyer, defended people that were charged with difficult crimes, to say the least. Again, I understand where that spot's coming from. I think it's more about trying to put Dan Kelly on the defensive than anything else. So, again, I think those are two extremely powerful spots. As I mentioned in the first hour, it has the feel of a boxer coming into the center of the ring at the start of the first round and just throwing a couple of haymakers to let your opponent know that you mean business. I think, again, it's a strong way to start what's going to be, I think, a very tough and a very expensive state Supreme Court race going up until the first Tuesday of April. We're going to take a quick time out and then come back and have our interview with Wausau West and Central Wisconsin Storm athlete Mackenzie Bouch. Coming up next. On Friday night, the Wausau West High School girls basketball team tips off the playoffs. The Warriors will play host to Appleton East. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening tip set for 7 p.m. Wausau West Warrior High School basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's Wausau West playing host to Appleton East in a WIAA Division I regional girls basketball semifinal Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. On your home for Wausau West Sports, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, it's a Friday wrapping up the work week. It's been, a bit of a tough work week with all the winter weather, the big snowstorm that we had to deal with over the middle portion of the week. But now the sun is shining on this chilly Friday and being a little bit looser here today, trying to be a little bit more upbeat, and had a chance to talk to, again, another outstanding student athlete. And again, I like to be able to bring these discussions to you, be able to share again what some of the, I think, outstanding student athletes are doing around the Wausau area. And on our big high school sports show on Wednesday night, had a chance to talk to Mackenzie Bouch. She is a three-sport athlete. She is a captain in all three of her sports and just finished up her hockey season with the Central Wisconsin Storm and getting set for the spring sports season with the Wausau West girls soccer team. So here is us talking to Mackenzie Bouch, me and Jeff Gress, on Wednesday night. I guess we will start with the headlines because last night, obviously, boy, you talk about a tough bracket. I mean, you got three of the top four teams in the state in your sectional bracket for the Central Wisconsin Storm, and you faced Hayward, who was number four. You were number three, and game that came down to the last few minutes and ultimately fell by a score of 4-2. Obviously, you know the success of winning a state championship a year ago. What was the feeling last night? Obviously, it had to be a tough pill to swallow for everybody, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely a tough loss. Like you said, it's a very competitive bracket, really. Like, we had to be on our game all the time, but, like, that's what makes it fun, like, the winning's not as satisfying when it's against like easier teams. So it really made it fun, and like we're a very young team, so like we put everything we had out there, and yeah, it was a tough loss, but I'm excited to see what everybody does with the following years.
What was the difference last night in your opinion?
I think it was just it came down to the little things. Like everybody wanted it so bad, but it was just little plays that didn't work out for us. Not enough shots, or just things weren't going our way in certain aspects. But
it's actually funny because after the game, I got done and I packed up, and at the same time, the guy that was doing the game for Hayward came out, and the thing was he said was puck luck. The third goal was a little bit of puck luck, where it was, you know, sometimes it's you can look at a game and look at it so many different angles, and sometimes somebody gets a little bit luckier. And when you have two really good teams, it sometimes can be as simple as that, can't it?
Yeah, like just certain opportunities.
Well, and just, you know, sometimes you look back and you reflect on the season, maybe a lot last night, maybe the days to come, maybe just when you're around your teammates again at school. For you, what were some of the special moments is looking back on the regular season, because obviously you guys had a very successful season and it doesn't hinge on one game, even though it's always the last game that is the most vivid one that you want to move on from. So how about, what were some of the highlights that you enjoyed this season?
Honestly, all of the bus trips were always they're very noisy, but very fun. Like, it's genuinely a family on that team. I've been on a lot of teams, but nothing's felt like family quite as much as, like, the Storm program. So just all the memories we've made, all the overnight trips, just random, like, fun things made out of nothing, ordering pizza late at night, just always little things like that really just made the season. Like, it wasn't the wins I'll remember, it's just the memories on the bus trips, the hotels, like before the games. So yeah,
you mentioned you've been on a lot of teams and that this is a special team. It's a different team because it's a co-op team. It's got Wausau West and Wausau East and DC Everest and Mosinee and even a girl from Wittenberg-Bernoulli this year. What makes it different? What makes it, because I know there's challenges as well when you have a co-op team, but what are the biggest positives of being with a group of girls from a bunch of different schools?
Definitely, like, I don't know, you're more excited to see them almost because, like, it's not like you're seeing them every day during the school day. Like, you have different stories to bring with, like, different classes, different teachers to talk about, so, and it's just, I don't know, you get different branching out points, like you get to go to their sporting events too, make some more friends, but I don't know, it's just different school cultures brought together and just makes it very fun, like different perspectives and everything, so.
As you know, have your hockey journey from playing, I'm assuming you played youth hockey, and played all the way through up to high school now, with the co-op team, do you get to play with a lot of these girls along the way, or are they opponents that you're seeing, or how does that work out once you go through the youth hockey journey into the high school journey with where you see a lot of your teammates?
Yeah, so I actually started in fifth grade. I started playing with the boys team until about the U14s, and then there wasn't a Storm like co-op for U14 at all, so we were called the Central Wisconsin Stars, and that was, we played with a lot of girls from the Union team now, so a lot of Stevens Point girls. We practiced at Marshfield and Stevens Point most nights. Sometimes we practice at Green Heck, but so now, like, it's playing against opponents. A couple of the girls on the team are now Storm players with me, but yeah, it's weird seeing them on the ice like all these years later. Like, it's like, oh, I played with you, like, I remember this, but yeah, so now it's cool to see that there's a Storm co-op for, like, the younger girls and everything, because that wasn't around when I was there, so.
Again, we're talking to Mackenzie Bouch from the Central Wisconsin Storm and Wausau West girls soccer and tennis here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Let's talk about winning a state championship, because, boy, a lot of kids play high school athletics, but not many get a chance to reach the top of the mountain, and you were part of a state championship team a year ago with that group. What is it like to, with all the work, because it's, especially for the winter sports, it's a long season. I mean, it really is. It's a long grind. There's ups and downs. To be able to peak at the right time, and, you know, sometimes, boy, some, and I think even for your squad this year, maybe it peaked just a couple of weeks too early, so, because, I mean, it's hard in a winter sport when you have a long season. But what was it like to be there last year and not only win the state championship but win it in a dominating fashion in the championship game? What was that experience like for you?
It was definitely very surreal. I remember, like, watching one of my brothers win the state championship when he was in high school, and I just remember, like, sitting up there just watching in the crowd, just in awe of, like, seeing that, and, like, just, I never thought, like, I'd experience it, because at that time I was in hockey, and So just winning it, it was so surreal, and just, it's a moment I'll never forget. Like, when that buzzer finally went off and we realized, like, we're state champions, like, there's, like, that moment of just pause and awe, and then all of a sudden everybody just kind of went freaked out and got super excited, but it was just surreal.
And, we talked off here a little bit about some of your brothers and sisters, and you mentioned, sometimes I play tennis so I can be competitive with
them. Yeah.
What is that like, being, I'm assuming you're the youngest,
mm-hmm.
being the youngest and then having all these older brothers and sisters that, play similar sports? I imagine dinner table and
yeah.
backyard matches can be quite interesting. What's that like on your end? What takes from that?
Yeah, it's always been very competitive. Definitely puts, like, I put high standards on myself for teams. I think that's what really pushed me to be, like, the best athlete I can be. So, like, obviously, a lot of competitions growing up are, we have Scrabble board, like, banned in our family. Like, little games like that are super simple. Most families get banned. So we're just a very, very competitive family. So I think that really helped push me to be, like, an athlete and, like, do the best I can be. So.
And did it help, like you said, help watching mm-hmm. older brothers and sisters play some of the similar sports, too?
It definitely did. Because, like, I would be able to come home and be like, hey, like, I don't understand this play. Like, can you help explain this? So they were, like, super patient, would walk me through things. So I was very fortunate in that aspect of having that extra help.
Let's talk soccer, because you were second team all conference a year ago. You got another opportunity to hit the pitch coming up when the snow goes away with Wausau West. Mm-hmm. And also you're going to continue to play soccer at the next level in college as well. Talk about soccer. First of all, what position do you play in soccer?
I'm mainly a defenseman. I currently play like center defensive mid. So I've been a defenseman my whole life, basically.
What's the mindset on the pitch compared to the ice? Because it's a different positions, I mean, in terms of the mindset. What's the mindset when you're on the pitch to play in the defense positions compared to what you do on the ice?
There's a lot more crossover than, like, I initially thought there would be. It helps to have, like, an offensive mindset from hockey. Just, like, it helps me think more offensively of how, like, my players will, like, want the ball. And, like, it's very different, like, very different numbers on the field, obviously. But it's a very different mindset, too, because, obviously, as a forward in hockey, like, you're mm-hmm. trying to get open, trying mm-hmm. to, like, get the puck to, like, continue on, and defense, you're the last defense, so it's just very different that aspect. But, like, being offense, it's more attacking, and defense, it's more you're just holding them back and everything, and you want to, like, create the plays, so you're creating more of the plays and setting it up more.
Which sport did you start first?
I started soccer first. I've been playing since I could walk, because all my siblings played soccer, so I grew up a lot around that.
Would it be fair to say that you enjoy one more than the other, or is there an equal, how would you answer that question, which, in terms of your love of a sport?
I don't know, I'm very fortunate. Like, I love all of them. Like, there's no sport that I really favor over the other. Like, I've made lifetime bonds in all of them, so, and I've learned a lot from all of them, and every season I'm in, I'm always enjoying it. So
do you find it's hard to switch gears from one to the other? Are you ready to usually go on to the next one, or do they naturally, you feel, lead themselves into each other? Because there's a lot of different stuff you could practice and to excel at an individual sport, and you play multiple sports, so it's mm-hmm. a lot of time and effort.
Yeah, there's definitely been a few times, like, first, like, soccer practice, or, like, first open gym for soccer, like, I'll go for the ball with, like, a stick. I'm like, oh, I don't have a stick in my hand, actually. But in hockey a lot, my coach always makes fun of me. Like, I lose my stick, so I'll just, like, use my feet. I'm like, oh, I can do this. Like, I can play soccer. I can do this. So
do you feel shorter when you're not on skates?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I feel short anyways on the ice, but definitely it's weird.
Again, we're talking to Mackenzie Bouch of Wausau West High School and the Central Wisconsin Storm here on Vaux Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Something else you mentioned is you're a captain in all your sports. And I doubt that's an accident, because you must have leadership qualities. How do you look at your role as a captain for each of your teams? What are the things that you try to bring that may be a little extra being a captain as opposed to just being a member of the team?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I've been on a lot of teams, so I've seen a lot of, like, leadership throughout the years. And I remember a lot of good leaders, like my freshman year, all the captains were very good leaders and very influential on us. So I just remember I wanted to be just as impactful and, like, take all those good aspects and what I enjoyed from them and put that into, like, my other team. So I don't know, it's being, like, there for the underclassmen and, like, just building those relationships initially, like, right off the bat, really helps. And I don't know, because sometimes as a underclassman you feel a little bit, like, isolated, so just trying to, like, make that openness and, like, more family environment is really important as a captain, I feel like.
And we will have a few more moments with Mackenzie Bouch coming up in just a moment as we take a quick break for a news update from CBS News and also our Civic Media Newsroom. Again, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 3:28. It's a Friday afternoon. Glad you could join us on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. On Friday night, the Marathon High School girls basketball team travels to Auburndale for a Division IV regional semifinal. Hear the game live on BowFallsRadio.com and the Sports 2 stream starting with pregame show at 6:40 and on tape delay on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 immediately following the Wausau West playoff game. Marathon High School basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Chief, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, and People's State Bank. It's Marathon Girls Basketball at Auburndale in a Division IV regional semifinal. Friday night, live online at BowFallsRadio.com and the Sports 2 stream starting with pregame show at 6:40 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you again on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 3:34 here on this Friday afternoon, continuing a conversation we had with Mackenzie Bouch, three-sport athlete from Wausau West High School. Had a chance to talk to her along with Jeff Gress on Wednesday evening. And here we are again continuing with Mackenzie.
With the different roles you have, the different positions, and all the time you've logged in high school sports, what makes those high school sports a big deal to you? So maybe some things you might miss when, you know, mm-hmm. you don't get to have the high school career anymore because you graduate. What special parts about getting to be a good high school athlete?
Like I said before, just getting all those bonds. Like, each sport I play is very, like, different crossovers of it, people, and just getting to know them in school. It's friends you wouldn't be able to make otherwise. Like, with hockey, the co-ops, I probably wouldn't cross paths with any of these girls otherwise. Like, it gave me some of my closest friends, so that's definitely something I'll take forever, and just the leadership I've gained from the coaches and everything.
Let's get off the field for a moment. What's your favorite class in school?
I really like studio art. That's definitely one of my favorite classes.
How do you go about balancing your time? Because you obviously are very busy with your sports, and then, of course, you do have your school responsibilities, and then, of course, you have time to be with your friends and just get away from it all. Mm-hmm. Have you learned any special lessons in terms of balancing time, being so busy during your high school athletic career?
It's definitely hard starting a new season, like getting that new routine and everything, but during like the winter season, it typically on Sundays is an off day for us, so that's when I spend like more social time or like homework time. Otherwise, after practices, I just have to like sit down and like really discipline right away getting my homework done, because otherwise I know it's not going to get done, and just utilize like my off time during classes, so...
I was just going to say, you mentioned art. Are you, you obviously have college picked out and, mm-hmm. and everything. Is that part of your idea? I'm going to pursue a major there, or undecided? Or do you give that any thought yet of what might interest you as what your higher education might pertain to?
Yeah, I think art's just like a hobby I really enjoy. I don't know if I'll make a career out of it. Right now I'm leaning towards more like marketing and business, but that definitely could change. I mean, majors are pretty easy to change as college goes, so we'll see.
Where are you going to school?
UW-Stout.
Why Stout?
Two of my sisters went there, and they really enjoyed it. It's also Polytechnic College. I love that it's hands-on. That's how I learn. It's also closer to two of my siblings, which is just an added benefit. And I really like that it's a smaller campus, easy to get around. There's just multiple aspects of it that I really like.
Let's look ahead to the spring. We start your new sport. What are the expectations for you and your team this spring?
We have a very young team, a lot of freshmen coming up, a lot of talent. So it should be a good season, competitive season. Obviously, it's going to be different now that I'm a senior and going on to college next. But I'm just looking forward to making the best out of my last season.
And a question about coaches. You obviously get a chance to work with different coaches in different sports. Do you see different or similar qualities within your coaches with different sports?
Yeah, oh, for sure. One of the similarities it would for sure be, like, just the passion they all show and, like, the care they show for the players. Like, the best teams I've been on is when the coaches genuinely, like, try to relate and care about their players and, like, just individualize each player instead of just thinking about them as a whole and, like, just bring the team together, like, as, like, that family unit or, like, just making them, like, work on each skill individually instead of just blanket covering a couple of skills for the whole team. And there's definitely, like, some differences, like, different coaching experiences. I have a younger coach for soccer and, like, obviously Coach Bauer's been coaching a really long time for hockey. But it doesn't make, like, I don't know, the different coaching experiences have just been different but all very good.
Who's your favorite teammate?
That's a hard one.
A few of your favorite teammates, then.
There's these three freshmen that we call the Three Amigos. In the locker room, in between periods, they're always singing, just getting the energy back up. If we're down or losing or, like, hanging our heads, they help just get the energy up. And that's great because we really need that.
And give us their names for the folks listening, because I think I know who you're talking about. But who are you talking about?
Mara, Maddie, and Anna.
Jeff?
Yeah, I was going to ask, with the different sports that you play, do you have a role model or a professional athlete that you kind of look up to, that whether you want to model your play after or just somebody that, you know, inspires you or gives you some extra motivation to do the best that you can do to be like them?
Honestly, no professional athletes, just my siblings, honestly. It's as cheesy as it is, I've always looked up to them.
That's a good save answer.
Yeah, I just have always looked up to them for that, and watching them play college sports, just high school sports, they've just always been my role model for that.
And I guess it's time for our final question. I think we kind of hit on it, but we're still going to ask it anyways, because in the course of our discussion, I think we discussed being a captain, I kind of discussed it, but we're still going to finish because we got to do it because it's the way it is.
Tradition. So we always ask every athlete that comes on if they could look back on their high school career, and if you had a mentoring senior or somebody you looked up to in that program, what advice do you give to some of those younger athletes that you think this will allow you to make the most of your high school career? This will get you something out of it. It will be rewarding and fulfilling if you do this. What piece of advice would you give them to say, you better focus on this for 4 years?
Yeah, I would just say, like, getting lost in your own frustrations is going to only hold you back. Like, take what you have and move forward with it and make the best out of it and just enjoy every moment of it. And if you're struggling with a skill, instead of getting frustrated, just, like, look at other ways to, like, get better at it, ask for help from other people, get different perspectives. But just enjoy every moment of it and just don't take it for granted, because this came way faster than I thought it ever would.
Mackenzie Bouch, thank you for coming in. Congrats on all the success you've had. Best of luck as you finish off your high school career, and best of luck when you get to Stout.
Thank you so much.
Again, that was Mackenzie Bouch joining Jeff Grass and myself on the Big High School Sports Show. She goes to Wausau West High School, and of course, the big story we've been following for quite a bit is the consolidation. And a new story came out today on WausauPilotInReview.com. And Shireen Seward writing a petition that asked the Wausau School District to stop its massive restructuring process and hold an advisory referendum is picking up steam, according to the story, attracting hundreds of signatures in a single day. It was launched by Wausau School parent Nora Brown. The online petition asked district officials to make a decision based on the will of the community rather than the ambitions of a superintendent and a few board members. The Wausau School Board on February 13th authorized a plan that will shift fifth grade students to middle school, create a single junior high school at the current Wausau East High School building, and a single high school at Wausau West. A decision to close 5 neighborhood elementary schools wasn't finalized, though a subsequent email from Superintendent Keith Hiltz implied that the closures are planned. Restructuring was approved on a 7-2 vote. I understand, again, some of the angst involved in this decision. But when I see this, a referendum, or I should say a petition, we go back a week and a half, again, to the night where this plan was voted on and passed on February the 13th. There were 4 members of the public that came up and spoke in front of the board. 4, 3 of which were in favor of the proposal, 1 of which was against it. Where were these people a week ago Monday? Again, it feels like there may have been some opportunity for folks in the within the district and in the administration to get more in front of the discussion with the public. But at the same time, this is not a surprise to a lot of people. Maybe people that were not paying any attention to it. But at the same time, I do have a little bit of concern that now one of the people that voted against this was Pat McKee, and he's been very out front talking about some sort of referendum. And I think being, you know, trying to, you know, change the decision in that way. Again, I think I've talked about this in the past where there were some areas that the board and the administration could have been better in terms of moving this process. But this is not something that's been taken lightly. They started with these committees back last summer. I know that there are issues involved after the past referendum a year ago as well. But I just wish people would have got involved a little bit sooner. And I think, as I said, it could have been done better from the administration and the school board point of view. But at the same time, people have to get involved with it earlier as well. We've been talking about it here on this program. Other members of the media have been talking about this. It's been out there. And the idea now that this petition is out there, everybody that's talking about this could have been in front of a microphone talking to the board a week ago Monday. So, again, I think we're now nowhere close to where this story is going to complete, but there's a lot of different aspects of it that is concerning. And I just hope that the facts come out more than speculation. I mean, some of the people quoted in this story, and I would encourage you to go to wasapilotandreview.com to read the story. I'm not going to read the story for you, but if you really are interested in it, go check it out. But somebody is quoted within this, you know, talking about, you know, these incredibly big schools, concerned about too big of graduating classes and one huge high school. I mean, in the end, one reason the plan was passed is because the enrollments are going down. And we have examples of similar sized schools in Stevens Point. I mean, you got Stevens Point Area Senior High. How's that working? I couldn't give you all the details on it. So, I mean, there are ways to find out how this is going to work. And I think, despite the fact that this board voted to approve it, I think they still have some work to do as well. Because whenever you make these major changes, you do have to bring the public with you. And I think that's one area that the board did not do as well as they possibly could have. But 7 of the members of this board, and again, I think you can say that there were different members from different political persuasions that came together in this respect and voted that this is the best way to move forward. It's going to be interesting to see how this board tries to gain more approval and trust from the public and these people that do feel like they need further information and want to have further discussion on this. Because, again, making changes like this, major changes without public support is very, very difficult. So, again, it's going to be a story to keep a very close eye on as we continue in the weeks, months, and years ahead. The time is 3:47. Again, chilly afternoon here in Wausau, but at least not snowing. Fair skies and 15 degrees is the temperature. It's going to warm up. Sunny skies tomorrow, 23. Sunny skies on Sunday, 33. And then Monday, a chance of a wintry mix and a temperature of 32. We'll come back. One more segment to come. But as we wrap up this work week, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And again, if you haven't already done so, you can also tune in by downloading the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. We'll be talking winter high school sports. We'll take a look at what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. Each week, we'll be joined by one of our area high school coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. It's nothing but high school sports for 2 hours each Wednesday night. The Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's home for the best in high school sports coverage. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Today is Friday, February the 24th, the 55th day of 2023. There are 310 days left in the year. Looking at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history, in 1803, in its Marbury versus Madison decision, the Supreme Court established judicial review of the constitutionality of statutes. On this date in 1868, the U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Andrew Johnson by a vote of 126 to 47 following his attempted dismissal of Secretary of War Edwin M. Stanton. Johnson was later acquitted by one vote by the Senate. On this date in 1980, the U.S. ice hockey team clinched the gold medal with a 4-2 win over Finland at the Lake Placid Winter Olympics. That came after their 4-3 miracle on ice victory against the pre-tournament favorite Soviet Union. On this date in 1981, a jury in White Plains, New York, found Gene Harris guilty of second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of Scarsdale Diet author Dr. Herman Tarnauer. Sentenced to 15 years to life in prison, Harris was granted clemency by New York Governor Mario Cuomo in December of 1992. In 1986, on this date, the Supreme Court struck down 6-3 an Indianapolis ordinance that would have allowed women injured by someone who had seen or read pornographic material to sue the maker or seller of that material. On this date in 1988, in a ruling that expanded legal protections for parody and satire, The Supreme Court unanimously overturned a $150,000 award that the Reverend Jerry Falwell had won against Hustler magazine and its publisher Larry Flint. On this date in 1989, a state funeral was held in Japan for Emperor Hirohito, who had died the month before at the age of 87. On this date in 1993, Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney resigned after more than 8 years in office. In 2008, on this date, Cuba's parliament named Raul Castro president, ending nearly 50 years of rule by his brother Fidel. On this date in 2015, the Justice Department announced that George Zimmerman, the former Neighborhood Watch volunteer who fatally shot Trayvon Martin in a 2012 confrontation, would not face federal charges. On this date in 2020, former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein was convicted in New York on charges of rape and sexual assault involving two women. Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in state prison, and of course this week he was convicted on other charges as well. And 1 year ago today, 1 year ago, the 24th of February, 2023, Russia began a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, launching airstrikes on cities and military bases and sending troops and tanks from multiple directions. Ukraine's government pleaded for help as civilians piled into trains and cars to flee the violence. World leaders condemned the attack and many promised sanctions. Also, 1 year ago today, three former Minneapolis police officers were convicted of violating George Floyd's civil rights by depriving Floyd of his right to medical care when Officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into Floyd's neck for 9.5 minutes as the 46-year-old black man was handcuffed and face down on the street. Some famous people celebrating birthdays today. Former Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut is 81 years old today. Actor Barry Bostwick is 78. Actor Edward James Olmos is 76. Singer, writer, producer Rupert Holmes is 76 years old today. Rock singer, musician George Thorogood is 73. Actor Deborah Jo Rupp is 72. Also actor Helen Shaver, 72 years old today. News anchor Paul Lazan is 67. Also Baseball Hall of Famer Eddie Murray turning 67 years old today. Actor Emilio Rivera is 62. Singer Michelle Schacht is 61. Actor Billy Zane turns 57 years old today. Actor Bonnie Somerville, she was on NYPD Blue, is 49 years old today. Former boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. is 46. And actor O'Shea Jackson Jr. is 32. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Coming up tonight, again, high school basketball. Not one, but two games in the playoffs. I will be at the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse as the Wausau West Warriors take on Appleton East. Live right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. Also tonight, live online only at BowFallsRadio.com and clicking on the Sports 2 stream, it's Marathon at Auburndale in a Division 4 regional semifinal. Again, Marathon at Auburndale girls playoff basketball, BowFallsRadio.com and Sports Stream 2, starting with the pregame show at 6:45 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. That game will also air on a tape delay basis following the West broadcast. Hope you can join us for the high school basketball tonight. I'll be back on Monday, 2 o'clock sharp, for the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.